Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. The more we can sit back, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take them and use them to start a conversation elsewhere, out in the world. Friends, family, neighbors, whoever we happen to run into that day. I watched Children of the Corn the other night, and that kind of set me off on this road. Children of the Corn takes place out in some one-horse town. It's an 80s movie, I think. It might be 70s, but really, really, really tiny town out in the middle of nowhere. And it just got me thinking about the last time I was doing a road trip, going on a short little vacation. A couple of the different vacations that I've actually been on, driving through. And there's plenty of towns where if you sneeze or you blink, you drive right through it, not even know you've driven through a town. These little places out in the middle of nowhere that you kind of forget about. You know, we've got these fuel-efficient cars. We just don't need gas stations every 150 miles or whatever. When's the last time you took a road trip through a town instead of taking a plane? Have you seen the towns? Not saying you have to stop. I'll admit there's some places that look kind of creepy to me. It's like, this is not the place I want to stop. Might end up in the Children of the Corn town, over some place overrun by kids killing adults. That doesn't sound like a quality vacation to me. But as I'm looking at this town, these people, and again, an older movie, so the town is, you know, significantly older. You got the small schoolhouse, you got the small town center. And I started thinking about the impacts of laws that we've had over the past couple years. And back in the day, especially for this time period, right, there's no cell phones, there's not even pagers. Maybe there were, but not in this movie. All corded landlines, no email, no computers, no real fast communication. And we had a lot of self-sustainment within towns. Granted, everybody, we all have to agree on the greater deals of things, but towns all have to. We're definitely self-reliant, especially if you're 30 miles between towns. I know out here where I live, the space between one, we'll call it a city, and the next city is 10 minutes driving, whereas you go further out, you might have an hour between townships. That's not cities, that's townships. And when you're kind of isolated like that, yeah, you kind of have to pay respects to the hierarchy of the law, but at what level do personal rulings take over the grand scheme? With everybody protected under the Constitution, we can get into that kind of muddy discussion. It's definitely a tipsy-turvy kind of topic, depending on which way you want to kind of take it. But I like to keep it broad. I like to keep the paintbrush broad, kind of basic thoughts. Get that ball rolling. Let you take it where you take it. But in comparison to the cities with the Children of the Corn, at what point do the bigger cities excessively influence their power over smaller cities? Now, at some level, again, we need to maintain things like equal opportunity. At some point, you know, we can agree that there needs to be some level of minimum wage. Here in Seattle, one of our big things is public transit. We got a big push for that in the greater Seattle area. It does wonders. It does good stuff. When I was a kid, I used it a whole bunch. Not as much as other people would, I guess, for more important things. I was just a kid getting around town. And mass transit, I feel, is an easy example for me to share here today. We recently, I don't know, a year or so ago, 2 years ago, passed a transit bill called Sound Transit 3. Now, we can get into the minutia of Seattle should have already started this project back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, whenever there was the big push for mass transit or infrastructure laws that the U.S. government would help reimburse. But Seattle decided that they wanted to keep this place small. They didn't want it to be able to explode as it has. So they didn't do anything of the sort. They did no trains. They even took out the streetcar tracks, so that way it would be harder to, more costly, to reinstate that project. But then 2 years ago, as I said, we passed the Sound Transit 3 bill. And it was advertised that it would cost the average individual around $170 through a little bit of more. You got your homeowner's tax, your property tax. That's going to go up a little tiny bit. And a couple other taxes. And one big one that was advertised was your car tabs. They're going to go up just a little bit. Between your home property taxes and your car tabs, extra $170 a year, no problem. We passed the bill collectively. Not everybody passed the bill. There's a couple counties that overwhelmingly said no. But due to popular vote, I guess, the bill passed. And now we sit here, not with an average of $170 per person on their increase of tabs. Your car may have costed you $200 to renew. Now that Sound Transit 3 passed, your car now costs $600, $700, $800 in some cases to renew your tabs just to be allowed to drive on the street. And the majority of that money goes to Sound Transit 3. And the fine point scale of this, they're using a car tab or a car, something like Kelley Blue Book, to evaluate the value of cars, and it's outdated and overpriced, throwing the scales way off and overcharging individuals. Now, if we look at, again, the big city kind of overthrowing the smaller cities, that county that said no to Sound Transit 3, they did not want it. They did not want the bill. They didn't want the project. They didn't want it at all. Because this passed, that county has to participate. So all those people that, that county that voted no, they're now getting charged that ridiculous amount on their car tabs. And now this voting cycle, we voted in $30 car tabs. We've got a lot of, they'll call themselves leaders. I'm going to call them representatives, who are less than pleased with the passing of $30 car tabs. There's been a lot of, we'll call it name-calling, stick-throwing, saying that the state transportation budget's going to go broke because we've lowered the prices so much. There's even conversation of the Seattle mayor and a handful of other people who want to sue the state for passing this. Now, we've passed $30 car tabs, we the voters, 3 previous times. This is the 4th time $30 car tabs have been on the ballot. I can't speak to the reasons why they were rescinded, taken away from the voter the previous times. And some people will have an issue with the person behind the bill. Some people have some sort of thing against him. I'm not too sure. But as we pass these $30 car tabs, it's going to affect the greater area of the Seattle area, probably a good chunk of Washington, because this is a statewide initiative. And so King County DOT and Washington State DOT are putting projects on hold, putting metro projects on hold, putting bridge projects on hold, and other potholes and all this other stuff. And as I kind of look around, I've only really noticed a handful of fixing projects. There's a lot of upgrade improvement projects to increase the street capacity on the freeway. But I've heard quite the amount of talk on failing infrastructure, bridges that are falling apart that should have been looked at 10, 15 years ago, and they just kind of been ignored. And I think that's why $30 car tabs did pass, is because we've had so much push for improve this, improve that. Now build this light rail and we're going to overcharge you. And yet nothing seems to get done. There's a lot of public speculation in my eyes that a lot of our money is wasted. And if you're going to collect a lot of our money through car tabs and just waste it, why should we pay for it? Why should we throw in our money, go broke just to be able to drive to work? Mass transit doesn't always work for everybody, especially if you got kids that you're supposed to transport to hockey practice or football practice or dance recital or whatever's going on. Doesn't really work if you're a project manager or a foreman, a contractor. Got to go from place to place and square things away. And so this is a point where small town cities actually have fought back, pushed back a little bit against the big city. The county Seattle's in, King County, has 2 million people, over 2 million people within that county. The next biggest county, right in the same vicinity of Seattle, is only 900,000. Next two counties are 900,000. Seattle area has twice the amount of people in one county than all the other counties individually. Seattle definitely pays the bill. They foot the bill on a lot of things to fund the state. So maybe they have some sort of, I don't want to go so far as to say right, but leeway in creating funding models for the rest of the state. But some of the manners in which they go about pushing their personal beliefs seems to be an unfair tip of the scale. There's a lot of things that I think are good for everybody, but not everybody agrees with me. Not everybody thinks like me. Not everybody thinks like you. Not everybody thinks like the person sitting next to you. We all kind of have a base collective. And the way I see the Seattle area is Seattle should do a lot more to focus specifically on itself instead of kind of pushing its beliefs outward. But then I also think about how far should we take these rules to push them out? We want the greater protections. We want the greater funding. We want the best for our community down from our suburban house to our city, to our county, to our state, to our country, to our world. We all want the best. But at what level do we need to not only tip, but put our thumb on the scale to affect more and more broad of a region? At what level does it behoove us to not necessarily force our will, but to persuade the public, the greater good, that this is in everybody's best interest? I don't know. No answers. No answers here. Just thinking. Just a walk through the mind. Just kind of exploring some ideas and some topics. See where you roll with this. I'll see where I roll with this. See if I can't build on this. Definitely some other things that I've wanted to talk about that I know I can build off of this. So thank you for listening. I'm Billy Bones, BILLYBON, the number 3S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. Got a website, BillyBones.com, all spelt the same. You go there, you can find my email address, shoot me an email. You find the show notes. You find a link to the Discord server, come in, chit-chat, drop a line, tell me what I got right, tell me what I got wrong. Love mail, hate mail, you send it all. And if you found any value out of this, or any of the episodes, I ask that you give it a share. And if you found it was worth a penny or two, maybe even a dollar, go to the website, BillyBones.com. Scroll all the way down. There's a value for value button. Chip in whatever you felt it was worth. But like I said, if it was worth something, give it a share. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Love you guys.